Good morning.
Front page story this morning about a recommendation to create a super agency on Nantucket. What's this all about?
It's a super agency that would be largely charged with economic development, attracting new visitors to the island, boosting the island's economy. And this grew out of a report by the ACTown Downtown Marketplace Coordinator, a man named Rich Turr. He was hired by Remain Nantucket, the philanthropic arm of Wendy Schmidt, to look into what can be done to bolster Nantucket's tax base, its retail economy, especially downtown Nantucket. The report was released yesterday. It proposes adding $20 million to Nantucket's retail economy in the first 12 to 18 months of action and nearly $300,000 to the tax base, and creating this super agency, which would either arise from merging visitor services and the Chamber of Commerce into one governing entity, or establishing some kind of a business improvement district to bring more business downtown. There's a lot in this report. It's a lengthy report that's available online. Really talks a lot, in large degree, about bringing more events to the island. Doesn't say exactly how the revenue would be raised, but some of the things it's mentioned are a big volleyball tournament, major concerts, a couple of other things, a chocolate festival. It's generating a little bit of a buzz, certainly, and a little bit of controversy as well. Some people are saying not quite sure how these things would work logistically. A lot more is going to come out of the story as it moves on, suggestions as the report get vetted out, and we'll see what happens down the road.
Meanwhile, people are still talking, even in Boston, about a big sonic boom this week on Nantucket. What do you know?
There was a powerful noise about 9:30, 9:45 Wednesday night. I was actually still in the office putting out the paper for Thursday. From what everybody can tell, it was a sonic boom from a passing aircraft, probably a military aircraft. There's been no confirmation of that, but that seems to be the conventional wisdom, probably about somewhere 30 to 50 miles south of the island over the ocean. Nantucket Airport Traffic Control Tower manager Patrick Topham said that they've got no confirmation, but they have to assume that it was caused by a military aircraft. The police department says the same thing, and so do some pilots we've been talking to. So nothing mysterious, but it did jar a few windows and shake a few people, and had social media buzzing for a couple hours on Wednesday night about what that loud noise was.
Details on these stories and more in this week's Nantucket Inquirer Mirror on the web at ackact.net. Josh Balling, the assistant editor. Enjoy this first day of summer. Josh, talk to you later.
Thanks, Dan. You too.